Dens, Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. JC, we're back for another week, bro.
We are. Good to have you back, RI, back in Sydney after a bit of a hit and run mission
hit
that morning.
Hit and run visit down to Melbourne. So,
what did you get up to?
What do we do? First thing we did is we went to Pinecliff Stables where Sam and Anthony Friedman train. We spent a bit of time with Without a Fight, a few other good horses there as well. Post Impressionist is racing on Saturday, and then we had a few other things to do. We had to go to Moonee Valley and test a live stream and this and that. So whirlwind trip, but very good. But this is a Greyhound show, so we better talk more about Greyhounds. But I do think we are going to be a little bit somewhat involved in the Melbourne Cup Carnival and the Top Gun and all that kind of stuff. I'm having a bit of a chat with Melbourne Greyhound Racing about at the moment. Yeah,
news to my ears, all right.
We might be getting a little bit involved, so hopefully that all comes together. Why don't we sort of get straight into as we usually do and have a quick look at our show rundown. So, of course, we get your Thursday set, the Dapto Megastar Preview. So it's all on tomorrow night at Dapto. Our usual MDC recap, and we'll have a bit of a look ahead. We know we've got the Oaks and the Derby coming in from Angle Park tomorrow night as well. We've got the heats of all that kind of stuff. So before we get your Thursday set, JC, let's just quickly check in with your profitability. We're just paddling along at the moment. We can't put the killer blow on these bookies.
No, I'm best fourth up, RI, because I've struggled to sort of get into the groove in the new season, unfortunately. They've all been very well backed. We beat opening price with all of them. They've all run top three, so I guess that's something to be proud of, even though we're losing. So we're not too far away. So as you know, when we strike while the iron's hot, and hopefully the iron can start getting hot.
All right, mate. Well, why don't we get your Thursday set, please?
Yes, let's go to Albion Park now. Race 9, number 6, Lost Signal. Had absolutely no luck last week from inside. Box of speed coming straight across his face. Better suited here in box 6. He's going to have plenty of room to move early. He's got a really hard railer drawn underneath him and a wide runner outside him. So there's no reason why Lost Signal can't go straight to the front and put him way down the back straight.
Okay.
Hobart, 2 tips, race 8, number 1, Informant. He'll really appreciate heading back to Hobart after racing at Launceston where he was a beaten favourite on Monday night. He's going to get plenty of room to operate early. Tagline to his outside, does like to use the track. So I think Informant would be a nice winner for us. And race 9, number 2, Fossil Bluff. Love these dogs, RI. Ticks all my boxes. He's up in distance, drops in class, back to Hobart. Accelerates, finds the front, puts them away. Hopefully that makes it 3 from 3 and closes out the night on a winning note.
Unreal. Let's keep moving. So we're going to go to the Dapto Megastar Heats Review. You pulled out a couple of heats that you thought were the most interesting. We're going to look at two. The first one was Heat 3. It was Race 8, and it was won by Good Odds Cobber from the Czechs. Here we go.
Yeah, well, we're looking at the two fastest heats of the five, and Good Odds Cobber, he began really well, but Hurricane Rain from box 7 for Thomas Rees just absolutely shanghaied out, went straight past it, put a bit of a gap on him mid-race. If you dove into the short price, you might have been on a little bit uncharted territory there. You probably would have thought he'd lead the race, but as all good dogs do, RI, he gets to the outside of Hurricane Rain and late in the piece, he roars on by her. Scores at 29.76 and it was his 24th win at start number 42.
Very good. We're going to move to Heat 4, which was Race 9. Power and Glory absolutely powered away. Ran very fast time from the blue. Here we go.
Yeah, Dog in Focus, Power and Glory. But he wasn't all that brilliant away from the start. But luckily, he had box 5 vacant. He was able to get a lot of room to operate early. Harmony Fire there in the white rug. She absolutely speared out. Recorded some really fast sections down the back. But there was only one dog you wanted to be on here, RI. Watch this dog stretch out late. He was the fastest qualifier in 29.49, he's building a nice picket
Looking
fence
here,
record.
Really, really goes into overdrive.
He's going to go around as favourite in the final, and he's going to be really hard to beat, as long as you can get those box manners a little bit more tied down, because you don't want to be stepping the way you did there.
Yeah, all right. What does it all mean? Let's go and look at the market for the final. There it is, tomorrow night, in market order. Talk to us.
Talk to me. All right, there's plenty of speed in this race. It's absolutely everywhere. You got speed coming from down low, gets late early. History's coming. Harmony Fires, we saw she let up Power and Glory there. I'm looking to be against Good Odds Cobber here. He's probably in this race, that's probably my main stance. I don't really like how the box draws have sort of worked out. But the one thing I can almost guarantee is Good Odds Cobber will not be figuring in the finish or taking away Group 1 Glory at Dapto. I just don't think he'll get across from box 8. I've ended up landing on a dog here at almost double digits, RI, number 6, Hurricane Rain. The way I see this race pan out, I think Harmony Fire can cross both those inside runners, and Hurricane Rain, hopefully can get to her outside and put her away down the back like she did with Power and Glory. $8.50 and $2.20 seems a reasonable price. Obviously, we don't want Power and Glory on our heels lakes. We saw how strong he was there last week. So Hurricane Rain for me, just at the prices.
Very good. That's Dapto Megastar out of the way for now. We'll review the final next week. But let's move on to our Million Dollar Chase weekly recap. Of course, we had some regional finals going over the last 7 days. And let's start in Goulburn, where Nangar Larry, friend of the show, Mitch Beer, had the winner. Nangar Larry is just going so well, isn't it? There it is in the five, jumping to the lead and just fights and fights and fights. Over to you.
Yeah, well, the key for him was beginning well, and he did that. You saw a little yellow rug exit the boxes first, and once he found the front, he was just simply never going to get run down. He recorded a really slick time, 24.33, which is only two lengths outside the track record. You have Nangar Jim here in box eight finishing off well, but Nangar Larry streaks away, wins once again. That's back-to-back wins from at Goulburn. It's a happy hunting ground. I think he's won six of his seven starts there, and he's going to go straight into the semi-finals of the Million Dollar Chase as well as the second and third dog there.
Very good. Let's move to Dubbo. So we go to Dubbo, and it is Bella Una from the red. Jumps beautifully. Over to you, Jace.
Yeah, very bunch betting market in this one due to the racing style of the eight dog there, as we saw flash boom bang or flash crash bang, as what happened on there on that first turn. Unfortunately for him, his racing style has let him down there, and he didn't actually get automatic qualification through to the semi, so he's going to have to go the hard way around. But Bella Una, once she found the front, she was always going to be really hard to run down. She's a dog we've covered in the past, RI, winning up to 600 metres. She just seems to have that one speed, and she doesn't get any checks or whatnot during running. She's really, really hard to run down. So good luck to her in the finals, or semi-finals, sorry. And flash, boom, bang, he's going to have to earn it, unfortunately, for him and connections.
Very good. And we've got some more regional finals over the next 7 days. We've got Casino, Richmond and Broken Hill. So let's have a look at those markets. There is Casino, which goes tomorrow.
Yes, it does. And it's a really, really open market. You've got Seven Sinners and Spirit Boys, the current equal favourites at $4 on Ladbrokes. I am going to line up here with Spirit Boy. It's a track. I don't really like this track. It's a bit of a velodrome-like circle. Mm-hmm. It's just really difficult to, do the form on and probably bet also. I don't really do much, if any, betting at Casino. But I think Spirit Boy, you just need a lot of box speed. He does have that. Seven Sinners is probably the best beginner in this race. We saw her from box one being one of our Thursday set tips lead and unfortunately get run down. Spirit Boy hopefully can follow her across, sit second and put her away. I think he can do that. $4 seems a reasonable price, but punters beware. It's a very difficult track to find a winner and isolate a favourite, as you can see there by the market.
All right, let's roll to Richmond.
Yeah, a bit more confident with this final. You've got Lady Wilson. She's going to be about that $3 marker's favourite. You've got Zipping Chaplin from box four, who did beat her home last week. And I think he can do something similar again this week. He's building a really nice record, this dog. He has won about 10 of his 22 starts. He ran in 29.41 last week. And most importantly, I don't think Lady Wilson can find the front here. You've been a long time in box two and not a shame in box five. He showed a really clean pair of heels early last week. So if she doesn't find the front, really opens this race up. Zipping Chaplin hopefully gets the drop on the leader pack nice and early there. And you can see how strong he was late in the piece. So I'm with Zipping Chaplin in the Richmond regional final, set to go on Friday.
Broken Hill on Sunday. I'd love to be there with you, JC, on Sunday. You and me go to the pub beforehand, then head out to the track. How good would that be?
Be bloody hot.
There's the market. It will be bloody hot. There's a market. Talk to us.
I don't know about you, but I'm sweating up behind production right now, let alone at Broken Hill. But Lassard, Chula 10 favourite, was the fastest qualifier, the Victorian coming across the border. Chula's 10, box 8 last week, gets into box 1. But I'm with Kruger Lass. She was the other winner of the second heat. She came from off the speed in a race where there was probably more tempo in it early. And it was a really brilliant win. Go watch that one, punters. I think she'll be really hard to beat in this race. And I think the market closer to jump will become a lot closer than that. They probably go around, I would say, closer to 2-1 each of two. So that's where I'm heading for Broken Hill on Sunday night. Can't wait to watch that race,
all
right.
Very good. All right, that rounds out our Million Dollar Chase recap. And let's move on. We're going to talk about the Oaks and the Derby over at Angle Park tomorrow night. Just tell us a little bit about the conditions of these races.
Yes, well, I could not leave this out, RI. Obviously, this has been a bit of a long show and information and content heavy, but the quality of these races has forced me to include them, and thankfully, our fearless leader has said yes. So brilliant. Oaks is a race for the bitches underneath the age of 30 months. We've got three heats. You've got the fastest two dogs in each heat and the two fastest thirds in those three heats. So there's a bit of a tongue twister there, all right. But we got there eventually. Race two on the night will be the first heat. Just got to brush over a few dogs to keep an eye out for. We're not going to cover the races or the speed maps as we normally would because we've got a lot to cover. We've already covered quite a bit. And we've also got to cover these races, the finals next week. So you got dogs Flying Dinar, current favourite, $1.90. She has won and won in sub 30 at the Meadows. Tip Me won six of its 13 starts. And Zinfandel Trace represented South Australia in the Group 1 distance final. So those are the three dogs to keep an eye out on in Heat 1.
Very good. Let's roll on to Heat 2.
Heat 2, I think the two dogs you can keep an eye out for are Sooty Keeping. In box 4 is the current favourite. He has won four of his five starts, run 29.46 at Richmond, which is absolutely flying. And Cabello Opal, a former Victorian who's gone over to South Australia and has won over there in 30 and 48, as you can see, the current market mover.
Okay, move to Heat 3.
Victorians here, litter this field. You got Bunstorm in box 5 and Poor Bodie in box 4. I think those are two you can keep an eye out for, as well as Dakota Ava. She's won six of her 11 starts and she's making her way through the ranks in South Australia. So those are the Oaks and can't wait to cover that final next week.
We're going to roll on to the Derby now. So this is obviously for the dogs, 30 months and younger, and we're going to start with Heat 1 here.
Yeah, the Derby, these are exactly the reason why I've had to include it. These fields are absolutely jam-packed. You've got runners coming from New South Wales, Victoria, obviously South Australia, and you've also got a WA dog, Ripper Moses, there for Shane Train Williams. Poor Gunner, he'll start the favourite in this race. Mark Delbridge and whatnot, the Wheelers have said he is one of the more promising dogs coming out of their camp, and he's recorded a really, really fast run at the Meadows in the past. So this train's also another dog to look out for in that race, and as Colac Kid. So those are the three to watch in Heat 1 of the SA Derby. Heat 2 of the SA Derby, you've got Iconic Jet for Shane Williams. He has won 8 of his 9 starts from WA. He's trialled in 30 and 26 in the lead up to this race, which was actually a lot faster than Poor Gunner. So considering the wraps they have on Poor Gunner, Iconic Jet could just be that. He's definitely the one to watch in this race, as is Piebald for Anthony as a party. And Heat 3, Needful. Look at that. All right, nothing better in racing from a betting perspective or an ownership perspective. A picket fence, line them up, baby, and knock them down. So hopefully Needful can make it 6 straight wins for Anthony as a party. And the other dog to watch in that race is Hot Ashes. Has won in 33.98 at Sandown over 595 metres. Sorry, that's a really, really fast time. So those are the two dogs to keep an eye out on in Heat 3 of the SA Derby. So I just want to say, don't underestimate the local dogs, RI. They might not have the class of the Victorians or the WA dogs or the New South Welshmen, but they have the experience, and that's something that can be truly underestimated in these series.
Fantastic. All right. Well, it's been a big show, and we have reached the end. You've given us, given me and the punters out there, plenty to work with over the next 7 days.
Plenty on.
There's plenty on. There's so much going on. And
your pen would have run out of ink by now.
That's right. Have you got anything else to say, or are we ready to move
on? No, I need a water. So all done, RI. Best of luck. Hopefully we'll be back some winners on Thursday night.
Absolutely. Great show. Thank you for the support. See you soon.
Up the den.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.